Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And on this episode of the Scummy Mummies podcast, we have a very special guest. It is, of course, Rosie Ramsey. Woo, 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 woo,
woo. Hello.
Hello, hi. Rosie Ramsey. I tell you what, why don't you introduce yourself to the listener?
Okay. I am Rosie Ramsey. I am 33 years old from South Shields. This is always embarrassing because I don't know what the hell I do in my life.
Well, you do loads of shit, man.
Well, I'm a podcaster like yourselves. I'm an actress, used to be a singer and a mom, and a presenter. And all the other shit that goes in between.
And you do the Instagram? Who are you
do
on
Do the Instagram?
Instagram.
Rosemarino Ramsey. Had changed my name. I've had that name since I was like 20 year old.
Right, okay.
Because it was my personal profile, so I couldn't really change it much because then I didn't know what my password was, because if I log out of the app on my phone, I'm never getting back in.
I've just had to
leave my name the same
for
years. Everyone's like, what? Yeah, like that. You go to events, like, what do? What's your name? And I'm like, Rosemarino Ramsey. Like the footballer? I don't know, probably.
Yeah, that's it, that's you. You sound like the real, I wouldn't know what my passwords are. And I'm very grateful that I'm in a comedy double act, because Ellie was like, well, this is going to be the password. And we're like, okay, fine.
Yes.
We'll both remember it.
See, I'm all by myself. And yes. I don't think I've got the same email that I registered it with. So I have no idea.
No.
What if I look, if my phone breaks, I'm screwed.
All right, well, that's good to know.
300,000 people on there. We'll never see me
again. If we decide that we hate you by the end of this podcast, we know exactly how to fuck up your life.
Yes! But I know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it'll be us. Oh, this is like Colleen and... This is very Colleen.
Colleen and Rebecca.
Shit.
Oh, are we into that? Are we following that?
Like, didn't really follow either of them, to be honest, but as soon as that was going on, there's not a day gone by that I haven't looked.
No, I can't look away.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Do you think she done it? Do you think she done it, Rebecca? I mean, for legal reasons.
Yes.
You think
I don't. I don't know. I don't know her personally, obviously. Yeah. But it's all. It looks like it is. And as well, my mum said, right? Sandra knows a lot of things. She said the way that was wrote, it looked like it had been through like solicitors and things.
Yes.
Oh. And I don't know whether she's that silly to not go through that kind of way and then put it on. So I don't know, but she might not have, who knows.
And you've got a Geordie mam, have you?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got a Geordie mam. My mum's from Ashington, which is, we're not far. We should say that right now we're in Newcastle.
Why did we not mention her from the get-go? We are literally looking over, you know, the big bridge with all the strings coming off.
What's that one called?
Oh, come on, you're from here.
Oh shit. that one moves. The Millennium Bridge. That's called the Millennium Bridge.
It's like a big arch with strings and it's curved.
It moves when this big boat goes past.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
fancy.
It's nice. It lights up on a night time.
So what's the big bridge that's always on Biker Grove?
That's the Tyne Bridge.
That is the Tyne Bridge. Okay, got it.
But there's like three other ones down there that I don't know what their names
are. I've noticed you do like a bridge in Newcastle.
We love
you
a bridge.
Really like a bloody bridge.
We've got a bus bridge. We've got a train bridge. We've got a metro bridge. That's for people. And then there's cars.
Some would say that's at least four bridges too far, but here we are. We're doing a show tonight, aren't we, at the Stand? And you're coming, Rosie.
I am coming.
Well, so far you're coming. By the end of the podcast, you might be like, these bitches.
Oh, no. No. Turned her off.
Yeah.
she's run away. She's suddenly very busy. Yeah. No, but we've been asked many, many times to come to Newcastle, and we're finally fucking here. All right, Instagram.
Yes. Yeah.
We're here, so it's going to be exciting. Sold out, 300 people. Could you tell us what a Newcastle crowd is going to be like?
They're going to be fun. They're going to be up for it. Don't like the stereotype, but they're going to be drinking a lot.
Yeah. Bit slaggy. Can we say that?
Slags. Full of
big
slags.
Big slags. Excellent.
The whole crowd
will
feel
right
full.
At home.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're they're from South East London, so we know.
Loads that's of slags there.
A low slags. Top, a high heel?
Probably. There'll be no coats.
Okay.
Nobody will have any coats on.
Right.
Yeah.
Pleather leggings, can we expect?
Pleather leggings. Excellent. Yep. Lots of spanks.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. Oh. These are our people, Helen. These
I can't.
Honestly, you're going to love it.
Oh, we're never going to leave.
I'm starting to notice that you're coming, Rosie, because you've seen a lot of comedy, haven't you, over the years?
Yeah.
Because you're married to a comedian, which sounds like a fucking nightmare, let's be honest. Yeah.
At first it was really fun, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Get to go to all these gigs with all these comedians. It's worn off now.
Because it turns out they're all wankers.
They're all wankers. They're all dull as shit in real life.
No. So fucking needy. A comedian is a needy person.
Yeah, I agree with
comedian.
That.
There we are.
Oh, that's very... Yeah, you should be a comedian. That's a very strong...
I'm a Canadian.
Oh, very strong.
Just the boy ones, though. The girl ones are fame.
Have you ever fancied doing stand-up? Have you ever given it a go?
Do you know what? I'd like to.
Mm.
I'd like to. It's not anything I've ever done before. But I don't know whether because I'm married to one and because I see what goes into it and how much... Because you kind of watch them and you think, oh, it's just somebody telling a story or, you know, doing a joke. But there's so much more behind the scenes goes into that. And then I don't know. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to go on stage and make people laugh. But you guys know.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot of pressure. And I don't know whether I would be up for it 24/7. Do you know what I mean? When you're an actress or a singer, you can sing a song or you can play a part. When you're a comedian, you're you and you've got to make them laugh. Mm.
Yeah, or the worst is when people say, what do you do? And you have to say, I'm a comedian. And then they look at you right, go on then, be funny.
Yeah.
Be fun. And you've never felt less funny in your whole life.
Yeah.
When someone you've just told you they're they're like, really? Really?
Yeah.
No, really.
You're like, well, I'm not doing my bits. Yeah. I'm not doing my stuff.
No, it's not like when someone says I'm a surgeon and they're like, you know, well, show us your surgery. Like, so, you know, cut something up.
Yeah,
sew something up. You know, you don't do that to other people. Yeah, so you were saying you started off as an actress. Is that how you guys met? You and Chris on the theme?
No, do you know what? Not at all. Like, it's really funny how it came together because I've done that since I was young.
Mm.
And he was one of these jammy bastards who did nothing when he was young and then just went, I'm going to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Didn't do any sort of theatre training, nothing
like that.
No jazz
hands.
No jazz hands, no shitty Amdram groups. He just went straight in there and got on, like, Russell Howard's Good News. Like, jammy bastard. But, so I did all that kind of stuff. Worked as a blue coat, a Pontins blue coat.
Oh, tell the listener, what is that? What is that?
That's comedy, you know. Doing comedy,
maybe sort of
for our international listeners.
Yes, yes, yes.
So a blue coat is like, do you remember Heidi High? Heidi High.
Probably not if you're in New Zealand, but you know.
Oh shit! Yeah.
150 different countries, Rosie. Paint them
sorry,
a picture.
Okay.
Hello, Pakistan.
Hello, Iceland.
Yes, you remember Heidi High, the Finnish.
You've seen that one.
I always find if you shout it, people understand. Yeah. You know, Heidi High.
Listen, Sue Pollard's enormous in Thailand. She's absolutely huge. I think that's where her fan club's based.
Yes, exactly.
How do you describe it?
Now you think about it, it's really mad, isn't it?
Like a holiday camp back in the day, like chalets, caravans. I was the entertainment on the night time. And
you're making yourself sound like a stripper.
Is it like a cruise ship but on the land?
It's like a really really shit low budget cruise ship.
Nice.
Yeah. So I used to dress up in like the character costumes.
Yeah.
So it was all different animals. So we used to do the kids shows and then we did the adult shows.
And the adult shows? Just getting closer and closer. And then I'd do my ping pong trick. Oh my God.
Rosie just keeps stripping off layers, start as a cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then as the kids go to bed, you're down to just a couple of tassels on the tits. And then... What animal were you, Rosie?
I was Chuckles the monkey. I swear. Chuckles the monkey. And then I wasn't thin enough to be Xena the zebra.
monkeys.
She wore like a lycra.
Oh, okay.
It was she was a slag.
Yeah, she was a slag.
She was the slag of the group, and I was too short to be Captain Croc. They had songs and everything. They had theme songs.
Yeah. I'm a zebra. I'm a big slag. That was one of the
That's
popular.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a little fat monkey. Was that your one?
I'm Chuckles.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Good fun. Do you know what, though? I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I made zero money. By the time that...
Did they pay you peanuts?
Hey! Boom.
I should be a comedian. Yeah, write that down, Ellie. Write that down.
I can't remember. We got paid terribly, and we had to pay for where we lived, and it was shit. It was a complete shithole, and they took money off us for that. But I was 18 year old, like, and yeah. It was in Somerset, Breen Sands, so I just loved it. I was miles away from home. It was great.
Yeah, but you're doing what you love, and that's I think that's the biggest sort of thing, is that, like, when you start off in comedy, you are not doing it for the money or any kind of creative art.
Totally.
You're like, oh yes, I'm going to really rake it in with those 5 minute spots.
Can't
in the
wait.
Pub.
So is that where you met Chris? Was he playing a promiscuous giraffe or something?
Prince Charming.
I wish. No, me and Chris met when we were 14 because my friend lived in his mum and dad's estate, and we were going out with some lads on that stage, not him. And then we went to college together.
Oh.
But we didn't really know each other that well. We knew who each other were. But then, obviously, we went off and did our own things and then met later.
Oh.
At our local nightclub.
Oh, so you're local.
So
local
we're literally both from South Shields, both still live there.
So you met in a South Shields nightclub. What's the nightclub called?
It's not there anymore, unfortunately, but it was called Dusk.
Oh, nice.
Meet me at dusk. Romantic.
It was so romantic.
Oh.
It was about 2:30 in the morning, and I was putting my coat on, and Chris went, "Where are you going?" I went, "I'm going home." He went, "Can I come?" And I said, "Yes."
Oh,
just like that.
Although, but you'd known each other for a while.
We'd known each other for a while, so it was kind of like, I know who you are. And then we got engaged 6 months after.
Oh my gosh.
Which is insane. Yeah.
And you were quite young then?
27.
That's youngish.
So you've been around a bit.
Oh,
you know,
I'd done all my slagging. Yeah. I was ready to settle down.
All the ins and outs.
Yeah, I'd done it.
Yeah.
I felt quite well travelled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Enough to hang up your boots.
Definitely.
Your monkey outfits.
Your monkey shoes.
And you've got a little one now?
Got a little boy. He's 4 next week.
Oh. Mm,
I know.
How have you found it, generally, the old motherhood?
I know. It's so cliche because he's lush now, but it was really, like, I found it really hard, but they're amazing. It's so shit, isn't it? It's like you go, it's the best thing in your life, but it's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
And like, Chris was away. He went away 10 days after Robin was born. So I was kind of on my own a lot.
Just where did he go? Like,
just
apart.
On tour. Yeah. Just back to work.
Yeah.
10 days. Because we didn't plan him at all. It wasn't planned. It was kind of that really naive thing of, let's stop using protection. It'll take about a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had sex twice and I was pregnant. So Chris's tour was already booked in. It was hard. It was really hard, but he's nearly 4 now, and it does get a lot better.
Yeah.
But now I'm guessing that I'm going to enter the world of where things get different when they get a bit older.
Oh, mate, they go to school.
I know. Well, he's at nursery at the minute, but come next September, I'm rid of him all day.
Oh.
And I can't wait.
You will find, though, that the time between 9 and 3:30 goes exponentially faster.
Oh, my God.
It is frightening.
Yeah. You have just enough time to do a shit, put a wash on, eat some pasta, and then you go out. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
I feel like that now with the nursery. I turn around and it's 10 to 12 and I'm like, what happened to this morning?
Yeah.
And then you've got the whole afternoon, it feels like 48 days.
Oh my God. 4:00, I'm like, is it not bath time yet? Can I start the routine now and just ebb it out all night?
You can always put all the clocks in the house back, you know, it's been known.
He wouldn't know.
Exactly right. So you've got like family close by then. So have you had your mum around? Because Chris is away quite a bit, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got everybody. We've got my mum, my dad. Chris's parents are retired.
Yeah.
We've got my nana still kicking about. Aunties, uncles, friends. Like we've got a lovely little unit where we live. So we've talked so much about moving down south for work, it would be a lot easier, you know, but I would really miss them. Mm. And I would find it, I don't know whether I would find it hard with Chris being away so much.
Yeah, because he's still going to be away.
Yeah,
anyway.
His job is always going to be, it's not like you would just get a job in London and be home at 5 o'clock every night, you know. He's always going to be away, so I would kind of just be by myself like, why have I done this?
Oh, I'm in a much smaller house with less people. Amazing.
Oh my God. Our favourite programme to watch is Location.
Yeah.
Just fucking, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, what you can buy here for 600,000 compared to London is,
I think you can get
shocking.
A pretty nice shed. I mean,
good-sized garage.
Very, yes, maybe a nice caravan in your outer London. But that's about it.
Maybe, but maybe skip.
That's right. Really,
but you get a castle here for that. We watch it in the walk around these one-bedroom houses, these one-bedroom flats, like, oh, yeah, it's got the bedroom's okay. Like, you have to duck to get in the door, but it's okay. Honestly, here, you'd get a mansion.
Yeah.
And Chris must be away at the moment because he's doing Strictly.
He is.
How's all that?
God.
How's it going?
Really good. He's a lot better than I thought he would be.
Because you've seen him dance.
I've seen him
dance. Or not dance, as the case may be.
Never dance. Never ever dance.
Did you dance at your wedding? Because one of my favourite Instagram posts, not just of yours, but of all time, is you posted one of your wedding pictures. And like, you're in your lovely dress and he's in his suit and like his eyes are sort of like half closed.
Yeah.
And you said, wasn't he saying something like, I've got a semi or something? And he was absolutely shit-faced.
He was shit-faced. We were both pretty shit-faced. I thought, I was like, oh, you know what? When the sun's going down, I'm going to get the photographer to do pictures then, you know, natural.
Recreate that moment at dusk.
I'm coming home with you.
I'm coming with you. And yeah, we were... Him more so than me was just blathered, and he had a semi on the whole time we were getting the pictures done. So we had to angle our bodies so that the semi on was not in shot.
That is quite a thing.
That is hilarious. Wow. So did you do a first dance?
We did a first dance, but I had to. He had his arms around me, mortal, and I had to in his ear go 1, 2.
Oh my God.
1, and it was just stepping together, step to the side.
Is he turned on by binary code? Is that the
thing? Oh, Rosie.
Oh, yeah. Don't say zero or pop. I'll get it.
It's just too much.
Funny. Oh, my God. But you're a performer. Like, you've done the jazz hand. So were there any tips you were going to give him? Are you going to kind of, like, move your hips and all?
Put a monkey costume on.
Don't talk to the kids while you've got your head on, because you're not allowed.
I mean, that's a rule for life, really.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I've tried to kind of chat to him, but we've always fallen out whenever I've tried to say anything. And I just thought, I'm not getting involved. Like, the press made it out like I was some sort of full-on professional dancer. I don't know if you saw any of that. All the papers were like, oh, Chris Ramsay has, you know, something above all the other contestants. His wife is a professional dancer, giving him lessons. I was like, I used to step Jacob Pontins. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a professional dancer.
Shut up, you're the Bonnie Langford of South Shields. Absolutely.
So I'm keeping out the way. But it's pissed me off a bit how good he is. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's putting in every effort. And you can see it in his face when he's dancing.
Yeah.
He is concentrating so
hard.
Oh,
yeah. He's really enjoying it. And he's that kind of person, I think... In this job, you guys, if you can go out on stage and you have to make people laugh, you give 100% to everything that you do.
Yeah.
And that's what he's like. Mm. He's like, he's that kind of person. He's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it shit. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it well. So, you know, but he's doing okay, I think.
And you're doing things 100% because I hear you have a bit of a Strictly party, Rosie.
Oh, my God.
You go quite hard on the support from afar.
Do you know what it is? I think it's going to sound terrible. I'm a little bit envious because I love the show, and he's down there doing the show, having a great time. You know, they all have the after party.
Just hanging with Claudia.
Just hanging out, having a great time. You know, Michelle Visage is there. RuPaul was there the other day.
I know.
Oh, I was green. I was green with envy.
No, I can understand that. I think when there's jealousy and there's envy, right? They're different things.
Definitely,
I get it.
It's total envy. And I just thought, I just need to have a good time while he's doing this. So I was like, I could sit at home, watch it, put Robin to bed, watch it on the telly and go, well done. Or I could have a massive knees up, and we have a massive knees up. All the family comes round.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's really good. But we don't go to bed till 4 a.m. And then I've got to get up with a child and...
2 hours later.
2 hours later. Okay. And it's... Zero.
Do you have a strictly drinking game?
We don't, you know.
You should have a strictly drinking game.
Oh my God, that would be...
I don't watch it a lot, but I know this. Like, you could have, like, every time Bruno stands up, isn't that a thing?
Yes. If he stands up, or a number thing, like 5 means a shot of Sambuca. Yeah.
No, 5 means 5 shots. 6 shots.
Yes. Oh my God, we're doing this Saturday night, Ellen Gibson.
Yes. Oh. That's a good idea, actually, but I don't know if we need it.
Is it a constant stream?
It's just a constant stream.
You're going keggers.
We're that kind of family, you know. Excellent. It's like go hard or go home. So.
Oh, yeah.
But now, the longer he's staying in, the longer that I have to do it. And I'm like, shit, I don't know if I can keep doing it.
That's quite a commitment to your liver, isn't it?
I'm knackered. I'm done in.
Yeah. He thinks he's working hard. Fuck me. Do you know what I mean? You're really the one putting the effort in.
Costing you
a fortune in pints of Baileys, probably. Outrageous.
But you were there the first show. Are you going to go back? Are you going to go back to a live show?
I'm going to try, but you've got to sit there for so long.
It's quite, and you've got to, you hand in your phone, don't you?
That's it, I'm not going.
No, I mean, I don't like being away from my phone.
It's like torture. And you've got to, you just got to clap constantly, and you're sat there for 8 hours because they, I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, no, they do the result show straight after.
Straight after.
They just change their clothes.
Yeah,
I know, it's pretend. Mm. Yes.
What? This is horseshit.
Next thing you're going to say is Jules Hogmanay is not on actual New Year's Eve.
Jules Hogmanay.
What's it called?
Hootenanny.
Oh.
You're getting confused with Hogmanay and Hootenanny. But they're sort of the same thing.
Hogmanay.
Hogmanay.
Welcome to Hogmanay.
Happy New Hogmanay.
Coming up next, Strictly Gone Dance Up. With Claudia Winkles.
Beautiful.
Jess Tatum. Oh, dear me. But what's going on with you, Rosie Ramsey? Like, never mind Strictly and Chris, all that bollocks, Jesus. Isn't it?
You're your own person, Rosie Ramsey.
Yeah.
Your Instagram has just gone, it's exploded.
I know.
Why do you think it is?
I've honestly no idea. I think it's like you guys. I try to just keep it real.
Mm.
And I've just never really... I think the minute that you start filtering yourself and putting loads of effort, oh, that sounds terrible, loads and loads of effort in, I think that's when...
It's the overthinking.
So obviously you've got to be careful on there, and now I've got a bigger following. I have to, you know, watch what I say and stuff. But I never put anything on unless I want to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I never think, oh, I haven't done anything today, I'm going to have to just take a picture or something like that. It's always just... if I can be asked and when I want to. And I think that works better so far.
Because the blah bits, everyone has blah bits. And also, you don't want that always in your... You've still got to live your fucking life.
Oh, exactly. And I'm really shit at jazzing up the blah bits.
Yeah.
Like, some people can be like, out for a walk and make it look amazing with the filter. I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Go for a walk in your life.
Put on a lot of weight recently. Got out of walk.
Yeah,
but I can't make it. I just don't know how to make it look good. So I just, it's going well, and I think I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I love Instagram. Mm. I know it's got its moments, and it's, you know, it can get a bit intense, and people can be
fire jerk. Festival. There's those things.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God. I told Ellie I watched the Fire Festival and I threw up the next day. Through stress nerves. I literally got diarrhea from it. It was so nervous.
She takes on like other people's anxiety, unlike me, and I suspect you just find it funny.
Well,
she actually absorbs it.
I can't watch a scary film. I feel like it's happening to me. Right. I'm over empathetic, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I know a comedian who watched that documentary twice and laughed.
I can't go back there. Yeah.
Are you married to that comedian? Name names.
It's his best friend. He watched it twice.
So in terms of Instagram, that is the worst of the things.
Yes.
But on the flip side, you've got this kind of amazing instant community.
Yeah, the flip side is I left work because the hours were shit. I couldn't go part-time and I never saw Chris. Mm. So I was lucky enough at the time. Didn't realise I'd made the biggest mistake of my life. Quit work. I had 500 followers and they were mostly just my mates and my family. Mm. I started talking my phone, doing Insta stories, and I'm sure they probably were thinking, she's having a breakdown. Like, Rosie, okey-dokey. What are you doing? Like, it was just my friends. It was just my friends and family at that point. People who I worked with, they'd be like, fuck, what you doing? But, and then it just snowballed and kept going. So, to be honest, Instagram has been great for me.
Yeah.
And now I do adverts and shit. I make money.
Oh,
and
it's what did your husband say recently? You're just dancing your knickers.
yeah, dancing my knickers. Make a bit of coin off it. It's great.
I mean, it is a nice way to, if you're going to make any money from dancing in your knickers,
do it in your bedroom.
Exactly
you
right.
You know, not having to breathe, have anyone breathing
or
on
wear
you.
Wear a monkey costume. So, yeah.
Do you ever get complaints from followers kind of going, oh, why are you doing adverts? Like, you know,
oh yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, come and pay my mortgage.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a chat.
Yeah, I think
it's like that. People don't understand that to do it as a job and to be active on Instagram and to, you know, to do it and keep doing stuff. It becomes a job.
Yeah, and it does take time.
It does take time. You know? It takes effort, and as well, you're really putting yourself out there, and I put my family on there as well, and I couldn't go back to work 9 to 5, which I would have had to by now. And instead I've chose to do this. So I'm going to do some adverts and make a bit of money.
But it is an incredible thing. And like you, I think, was it a year ago, organised like a mum's meetup?
Oh,
was it?
Yeah.
In Newcastle?
Yeah. That was really cool. That was all through Instagram. That was just because I was having one of them really shit lonely mum days. Mm. Chris was away, Robin was being a bit of a pain in the arse, and I hadn't spoke to another adult for about 48 hours other than my nana, because she became my best friend, because she was the only other person I knew who didn't work.
Aww.
And it was just really intense, and I put something on Instagram. I think I had about 20,000 followers at the time, and I put something out like, does anybody else feel like this? Because it was, you know, when you just think, I just need to have a bit of interaction about it. And I got so many replies, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to do something. And I wasn't working, and I thought, I've got a bit of time, and I'm going to do it. And so I organised this event to get loads of parents down to see what's going on in the local community.
Mm.
And there was so much stuff that I didn't have a clue about. Like, you kind of know about the little soft plays and the swimming lessons, but there was so many things. Mm. Even to, like, I didn't know that the church next to where I live, in the little church hall, for £1.50 you could go there all afternoon and get free tea and biscuits, and your kids can like play together. And I was like, I live up the road, and I didn't know that happened.
Yeah,
so it was really, really sweet.
I'm just thinking about our show tonight, Rosie. You're gonna enjoy a couple of moments in it.
We may touch on the
talk about the kind of scenario you're describing in a less positive way, but that's something to look forward
maybe
to.
Maybe I'm painting a nicer picture of it than what it is.
When you're desperate, we've all been there, I think, in that thing where you're just like, oh, it's just something to do, having somewhere to go that's out of the house and someone will give you a hot tea. And
it was more just for me. I just didn't talk to anybody because my friends are teachers and they didn't have babies.
Mm.
And I was just in a really weird position, like weird frame of mind in my life, because I'd quit my job that I loved and I just felt a bit shit. Chris was never there. And I think as well, with Chris being who he is and on the telly, I don't know why not so much now, but I found it a bit harder to meet people. I don't know why.
Mm.
It was my own insecurities, I think. And so I didn't go out and I didn't.
Did you think people would judge you or expect you to be a certain way because he's famous?
Maybe, I don't know. And I think when you've got a baby, it changes the way you are at first. Because you're literally just that person's mum. And because I didn't have a job, I think I lost my identity a little bit.
Mm.
So it was a bit of a shit time, to be honest. And now, when I have another one, I don't think I would have that same frame of mind. And I think I've got more of a get out attitude. I want to be like, I'm going to go to things, try and meet people, you know, filter out the shit, because there's a lot of twats out there, and just kind of have a good time.
Yeah, you've had your little practice.
I've had my practice run. Do it again, second time. Yeah. I'll try and be a bit more social.
I think you have to work. It's a balance, isn't it? You have to work out, and it's different for everybody as well. It depends on what. Some people love like to pack their days with like 20 things, and then some people like to stay in. I can't do either of those things. I either get depressed because I'm in, on my own, or I get manic because I'm doing too
totally
much.
Get you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then, but I found for me it was about doing an activity, usually in the morning, so mm-hmm. more energy in the morning, doing some sort of worthy activity, and then you feel like, right, I've been to the library, I yes. am a good parent.
Yes.
Now we can watch Peppa Pig
all day,
all afternoon.
I totally get it. And then, but then you do meet them women who have 7 activities a day,
yeah.
and you think, shit, after nothing, like
yeah.
he hasn't been swimming for a month,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
and all is like we live at my nana's house, you know, because she makes us dinner. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's different ways. And
I remember Charlie being born, my first one, and me and my mum watched. Because I was living with my parents as well, because we'd sold off anyway, but we were
yeah.
living there, and we watched Deal or No Deal every single day, and it got to the point where I was like, I'm some sort of drug addict. Like, Deal or No Deal was like the highlight of the day, because it was like a focal point. Because you know you have
no,
you
know,
when you've got
yeah.
a tiny baby, there's no
yeah.
day or night, because
no.
you're up all night.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So like, the Deal or No Deal at like 5 o'clock or whatever, it was like the pinnacle of the day. It was like the sundial.
Yes.
Like, oh, right, I can have a glass of wine
yes.
now.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Deal or No Deal's on.
Bath
I've made
time.
It through the day.
Yeah.
So it's all right. I might get 2 hours sleep before he fucking wakes up again. This
yeah.
is great times. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to touch on that whole you being on the other side of what we are now. Ellie and I are now in a hotel without our children. And without our husbands, we go out for lunch, we have some wine. And
we're with a woman we met on the internet. And this does sound like the start of a film that ends badly.
It's a nice hotel.
Oh my God. So we're not that we are living the life that Chris lives, but we're getting a taste of that sort of on the road thing. And I do have to be sympathetic, I think, to my husband, because I kind of go, yeah, and then we did this, and then we did this, and then I slept in and
yeah.
had a wank, and then we went to the showers again. And
that's
had
too
another...
much chicken liver parfait. It was too much of it. I couldn't finish it. And they didn't have any Merlot, so it was Malbec.
Oh, God. Fell asleep watching Netflix again.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m, just without a care in the world.
Oh, no. But, yeah, so I have to kind of, like... But then we put our lives on Insta stories. He's like, yeah, really shit.
I love that.
I hate your hotel, Helen.
Having
that
was the
awful.
Worst time.
But,
yeah.
you know, and I may have said this in arguments, but I feel like I did my time, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and my husband says, oh, but it's not a bank balance. It's not about I put this much. But
I think you'll find it is.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, like I took, like, a year for both my babies of
yeah.
you know not working
yeah.
and you know while you went to work 40 hours a week and nobody questioned that and you didn't have to arrange childcare
no.
and you didn't have to have endless conversations about right who's doing that pickup, who's going to do that drop off,
yep.
how can I do this, can I check with you if I can do my work,
yeah.
you just went to work every day without having to ask permission basically
yeah.
or not permission but work out the logistics of that.
Totally.
So
you've put the graft in and you guys are doing amazing things and I think you should be proud of what you're doing and just go for it. But I've logged all my shit up. I hope and plan that one day I'll be doing the same and Chris will be at home
yeah.
with Robin, but it doesn't seem to be happening because he's booked his tour in already for next year. So that's
2021, that's what I'm saying. So,
that. Yeah, that's my year. That's my
excellent.
Year.
Excellent.
Yeah. And we genuinely do miss them and I think we've agreed that like for next year, like we did a 5-day thing this year and we were like, that's a touch too far, isn't it?
So, yeah, and it really, I remember we interviewed Sally Phillips on the podcast and she said it feels like the elastic gets pulled harder and harder and she had to go away for 10 days and she said that really hurt. And I think 3 days is our sort of max
yeah.
limit and then we have to come back and just squeeze the babies.
Yeah.
But our kids, listeners, they're so nice to us. They come back and go, I love you so much, Mummy.
Really?
So well behaved.
It's like when, I don't know if you have this, maybe not, but when Chris comes back from tour, do you find that you're like, oh, it's so great to see you. I've missed you so much for about 40 minutes.
Yes.
And then you're like, take the fucking bin out.
Yeah, and then he gets in my way.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, it's easier without you. Yeah. We've had arguments before and I've genuinely said, you know I can do this without you.
Yeah.
Don't start. You know, you know that I can cope when
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not here.
Yeah.
But it's, you know what it is? This entertainment business, you've got to make hay whilst the sun shines because, you know,
yeah.
you don't know when it's going to end.
No, exactly
so
right. And
you've got
yeah.
to do it.
I know, and I can't, it is the classic thing that I do. It's like, if anything is too nice, I'm like, ooh, what could go wrong? What could,
yeah.
What, yeah, no, oh no, it's all a bit too nice. But yeah, but I'm getting better at it as I have more.
But you're in the nature of the industry. Yeah, yeah. We don't know. We can't all be Bruce Forsyth. Some of us might be another level. Yeah. We're just waiting to find out. I might be Dane Bowers. I might be the Dane Bowers of Instagram. Yeah. I don't know.
You just don't know when. You don't know when the, you know, when the people are going to stop listening.
No.
So you just got to keep going.
Yeah. So what's next for you? What's your big?
Well, at the minute we're doing the podcast, which is amazing, going really well.
Shagged, married, annoyed.
Shagged, married, annoyed. Amazing. Yeah. For me personally, I'm really enjoying, I'm doing a lot of presenting, a lot of comparing, like events and stuff like that, which is really nice, and I really enjoy it. Doing a bit of acting here and there. Just bits and bobs. Annoyingly, have to kind of, as annoying as it is, because we've got Robin, and because we live quite far away, I've got to kind of make myself a bit available around Chris's schedule, but I don't mind, because it is that thing of like, that's his time for that, and I'm doing my own thing. I'm just happy to be doing my own thing.
You've got a thing. Yeah. I think that's when it started to get easy. Because I started doing comedy when Charlie was 18 months, my big one.
Yeah.
And even though it was just one night a week or whatever, to have a thing to do, definitely, that was mine.
I've got stuff in my diary coming up. You know, there's stuff going on, and it's nice. Yeah. It's nice to kind of feel like I've got a thing again.
Yeah. And so for me, it helped that thing involved going to a pub. I have to say. Yes! That was very much a highlight of the thing.
Always.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Everyone should get a job in a pub, that's what I'm saying.
Perfect job.
Yeah, counter advice, done.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think people have learnt a lot from this, Ellie.
Yeah, so wise.
Very good. Would Rosie and you, your good self, be up for a game?
Oh, let's have a game. We have another
always
game for
Ellie.
So this has been inspired by the fact that I just listened to Rosie's podcast, and she said Cairns, which is a very famous city in Australia, and I get mocked for me trying to do accents. I can't do a Newcastle accent. What do you call it? Geordie
accent. Excellent. Yeah.
So I thought we could play an accent game, everybody.
Oh, love it. Yes. God. How are your accents, Rosie, generally?
I should be a lot better seen as I'm an actress, but I'm really shit.
Excellent.
There's only about four I can do.
Okay.
But let's find out.
So, and I also know that you're a Disney fan. So what I did, sorry, I've just got away from the mic. I got some famous Disney quotes and some accents, and we're all going to take it in turns to see what accent it is. We've got to guess each other's accent.
So excited.
So what could possibly go wrong?
This is going to be like, have you seen that video of Jessie from Little Mix when she does the Jamaican
accent?
God.
Oh, my God.
Rosie, it's not going to be like that.
We have a rule on the podcast, don't we, Ellie?
Yes, that's right.
If it's white, it's all right. So these are all white accents, okay?
Right, okay.
Yeah. She can unclench now. It's not going to be racist.
Because fuck white people. Okay.
So the accent.
Yes, it is different.
Right, okay. So.
And it's called, what's your accent? Tell me what's your accent. It's from the Craig David song, Tell Me What's Your Flavour. What's your flavour?
I've got it now, yeah. Okay. Yes, very good. I'm sure he's very flattered. I like the listener can't see the dance.
You sort of make your hands
look like potatoes. Nice. And then you sort of jiggle them. That's very nice,
it's
isn't
like
it?
Some kind
she should what's your watch
accent?
Out.
Tell me what's your accent. Okay, it's going to take off. All right, okay. Let's get Rosie to do the first one, shall we?
Okay.
So what do I do? Pick one from here?
Accent and then a
phrase. Accent. Right, okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Listen with your heart. You will understand.
Listen with your heart.
Listen with your heart.
Is it American?
Yes.
Is it New York?
Yes. Oh, get it.
Very good. Yeah. Listen with your heart. You will understand. Pocahontas?
I think it is, yes. It's on my phone. It's fine.
She was too busy thinking of the theme tune, I think.
All right.
Yes, it is Pocahontas. It's by Grandmother Willow.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, very good.
That's nice.
One of my faves.
I've only seen it once. Yeah, a bit of historical rewriting. But anyway, let's not get into it now.
Let's not ruin it with facts, Ellie.
The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to do Swedish?
Is that true? Yes,
I've got a really good Swedish friend as well who I'd now like to apologise. Sorry, Johan. I'm very sorry. Very sorry to Johan and all the people of Sweden.
Got no idea what that was off.
That is off.
Moana, I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay, let's say that. Okay,
yeah, cool. So that's a good one.
Okay.
Very Swedish.
All right, here we go. Helen Thorne. Right. Going for gold.
Happiness.
No. Strong, strong start. No, it's good, strong. A penis, yeah, what?
Happiness.
A penis.
That's the word. I'm not going to say it in a different accent now. Okay. Happiness, but I'm going to say it in a different accent now. Happiness. Happiness is the rich... No.
Happiness? You're trying to say cabinet? What are you talking about?
Okay, the phrase is happiness is the richest thing we will ever own. And I'm going to try and say it in this...
You couldn't try to do the game that you've invented yet.
Is it Swedish again?
I'm trying to do it in Scottish and I just can't.
Oh no, I want to hear it now.
Happiness.
Scottish?
I'm gonna catch it. Come on. Okay. Yeah. Happiness is the... No! Oh, can someone else try?
No. Nope.
Happiness is the rich... How do you do Scottish? Scottish. Happiness is the richest thing we'll ever own.
Well, we won't be going to the Edinburgh Festival next year. Or any year, because I'm afraid we've been banned from Scotland. We've got a lifetime ban.
You spent so much time with Scottish people this year.
She did a university exchange in Scotland.
In Glasgow. Anyway, Helen. That's terrible.
Oh, right, Rosie. You can't put it this way, mate. You can't do worse than that.
Mate, I don't
You've already won.
Hang on. Let's have a look at this one. It's this one. I have to like start off by doing something in that accent.
Okay, go. All right, yeah,
okay.
All
right. Yeah. Like, but you're gonna guess like.
Why are you hiding your face?
Don't just fly, soar.
Oh, that's for people.
It's you guys.
It's from Dumbo, isn't it?
I don't know. Did you hear what I said?
You wrote the quiz. Stop asking us what the answers to the quiz. You fucking wrote it 20 minutes ago.
This is a hard game.
No, it is from Dumbo.
No, it's only if you're shit at accents. Okay. All right, we're going to try. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Scouser.
Yes, mate.
Yes.
Yes.
Imagine if Mary Poppins was a Scouser. That is a spoonful of sugar.
Or from Cardiff. What the fuck? Sugar. That famous Scouse.
Spoonful.
The famous Scouse rolling R. Liverpool, they say, don't they? I'm from Liverpool. Yes, Paul McCartney. Yes. Okay, Helen, I cannot wait for this any longer.
Come on.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
All it takes is a faith and trust.
A faith?
All it takes is a faith. All it takes is faith and trust.
Is that Jodie?
Yes!
Oh, well done.
That was all right, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Trust. You got trust.
I know.
Yes, that was good.
All right, I think, Helen, you've done really well. You're normally... You did Geordie.
Okay.
I think we should say you've won the game, and congratulations. Your prize is a bonus round. Here you go.
Yes!
One more. One more for us, please.
You know that one's a hard one for my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's the outtake, done, Ellie. Okay. Even miracles take a little time.
Is it Shrek?
Can you do it one more time?
Not the same way. Okay. Even miracles take a little time.
It's Welsh, isn't it? Is that Welsh?
Is it?
Yes! Oh. Yay!
Just like Charlotte Church.
Well, once again, sorry, Wales. Sorry, all of the nations of England and the United Kingdom for everything. Oh, that was fun. Did you enjoy that, Rosie?
Oh, I did. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's been an absolute hoot. But we can't let her go, Ellie, unless we do a Scummy Mummy confession.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm going to share a confession, actually, we've had on our tour. This because we've been Leeds, Glasgow, Newcastle this week. And one of the winners the other night was, she went out the first time since she's had the baby, the second baby, and she got really shit face because that's the law, isn't it? That's the legal requirement.
Yeah,
you get absolutely off your tits.
Yeah.
And she came in like really pissed and she heard the baby crying and she was like, oh fuck, I'm going to breastfeed the baby, you know. So off she went and she was like lying next to the kid and trying to get the boob in and she could still hear the baby crying and she thought, that's weird, just eat the boob. And then the husband came in and said, what the fuck are you doing? And she was in the bunk bed with the four-year-old trying to feed the four-year-old while the six-month-old was in the cot in the next room.
Oh, darling. Oh, I just want to say the four-year-old hadn't woken up, so nobody knows apart from them and now the internet.
Yes!
Excellent. Excellent. Rosie, have you got a confession?
I was thinking about this, and I've got a lot, but I think this one is the most recent one. So, Robin took so long. He doesn't wear nappies for bed anymore, but it's only been about 2 weeks, and he's doing really well. But my confession is that when he was in nappies for bed, I possibly left that, you know, the same nappy for two nights.
Wow.
But sometimes more than two.
If it wasn't wet, I just used the same one again. Like a pair of pajama pants.
Yeah. Is that bad?
No.
Saving the planet. Saving the planet.
Thrush. Can you get thrush from that? No.
You never did.
You never did. That's probably like the bad one, but all the other stuff. Pick food off the floor. Oh, I was that mom. I always used my sleeve to wipe his nose.
Oh.
Constantly.
The number of times we've had at our shows, people say they suck the snot out of their children's noses.
No, I see, I can't. My friend did that. I cannot. That's horrible.
No.
That's horrible.
No.
I don't love anyone that much.
No.
I don't love anyone.
We'll do anything
to do that
for love, but...
But not that. I won't suck your snot out. No. I just use my sleeve.
Yeah. You got any confessions for us, Hayes?
Yeah, unfortunately, the other day I was at the hairdresser sitting down for a long time, and I don't know what happened, but when I got up, my vagina filled with air like a balloon. And then as I walked, with every step, I did a little quack. In a really silent salon. There's nothing you could do, and it was just like, bup, 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 like that sort of...
Oh, like a hot air balloon.
Yeah. Oh. Like when a balloon. It was so awful, and I just had to you can't stop it.
No,
not now. It's called queefing.
Queefing.
So I fanny farted really loudly, and I just pretended it didn't happen. I just had to do it confidently. But everyone knows the difference between the front fart and a back fart, isn't there? And that was
does
so
the front
frontal.
Fart smell? Because it hasn't had to bypass any shit.
No.
I mean, it's in the smelly area. It's going through smelly channels, so to speak.
Yeah.
But sometimes, and I don't know if I should admit this or not, sometimes they're quite nice to do.
Yeah, like a little.
When you get them out, but then you've got to wriggle a bit to get the last.
Last bubble. Yeah. But it felt just, you know, it's not what people want to hear when they're having their rinse done. But you know,
quick little.
I just asked for a quiff.
Oh my god! So sorry, everyone there.
Well, there we go. I think we're done, lads.
Amazing.
Oh my god! What laughs? What jakes we have? Rosie Rowling. Wow! And where can people find you? Where's your things?
Instagram at Rosemarino Ramsey podcast. Shag Married Annoyed. I've got Twitter, but it's shit. And that's it really.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming, Rosie. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Well, follow us on Instagram, Ellie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the admin. I've only done it, I think, 162 times.
I know, exactly right.
Yeah, follow us.
At Scummy Mummy. And we have a book that is still in print. Which is excellent. And we're touring now, and in 2020 we've got even more dates, so look out for us on the internet. And that's about it. Yeah, rate, review, and subscribe. Blah, 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 blah. We must finish. We must finish.
We must finish.
I'm not even drunk. Oh, what am I doing? Anyway,
until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can you do Northern Irish?
I knew I can do Northern Irish.
No, right.
Sorry, there's something very wrong with me.
Really Northern Ireland. They would have employed you to be Gerry Adams' voice in the news 20 years ago when he wasn't allowed to be on the news.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.